Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. There's Red Rachel.
Hey.
Good to see you, Red Rachel.
Good morning.
Back in here, ready to play this game. You got no BB Shay today.
Nope.
Let's go to Eric, who's on the line. Eric, you can pick your partner here. There are two different rounds. We're going through, actually three rounds. And we go through all these different categories to try to get you to say seven words inside the category in only 30 seconds. Eric, would you like Biggie to be your partner, or Chris Dim, or Red Rachel?
I want the big man.
The big man it is. Biggie will be your partner today. We go next to David. David, you can have Red Rachel or Chris Dim. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Chris Dim, since he's my son Dixon out in Utah's favorite.
Well, there you go. We remember Dixon from our meet and greet. Hope he's doing well in Utah. And then we have Chad on the line. Chad, Red Rachel will be your partner today.
All right.
Okay. Here's what happens. We are going to have you pick categories. Inside each category, there are seven words. You try to get the player to say all seven words within 30 seconds. That's a perfect score. Seven out of seven. If you make a mistake, you hear this, cuckoo. Then you have to move on to the next. Here are the categories. Lick a stick, shower power, rock shop, shore chore, what's the weatherman say, and double A. And Biggie,
this is a Chris Kelly authored game?
This is a Chris Kelly authored game, yes.
Okay, I will take rock shop.
Rock shop. These are famous classic rock bands.
Okay.
Famous classic rock bands. That would have been one for Chris Dim.
Thank you.
All right, so you, Eric, will try to get all seven of these famous classic rock bands in 30 seconds as Biggie gives them to you. Eric, are you ready?
Let's go.
On your mark, get set, go.
Mick Jagger, lead singer. Mick Jagger, Keith Richards. Pass. Steven Tyler, Dream On.
Aerosmith.
Yes, this Gypsy, Lindsey Buckingham, Stevie Nicks. They're in this one.
Pass.
Wow. Glenn Frey. Yeah. Don Henley.
The Eagles.
Thank
Eagles.
You. Gene Simmons with the long tongue. They paint their face.
Yes.
Yes. This is like Thunderstruck.
Wow. Wow. Boy, Chris Dim is.
Yeah, we don't deserve anything.
He's sitting. Boy, Chris Dim.
Well, sometimes, you know, you don't match up.
No, yeah.
Well, that's right. Rough.
A bad matchup.
Rough category. Three is what you got there. But when you didn't get Mick Jagger.
I knew we were out of the beginning.
You should have seen this man's face.
Rachel's face.
You see Rachel's face over here.
Almost fell out of my chair.
Good gracious. I don't. Not to impugn Eric's work.
No.
But you got
to
know.
I thought to myself, how else do you describe the Rolling Stones?
Well, then you have to start going a different direction.
I'm not prepared for that.
A rock going down a hill. You know, that's
I thought most would know Mick Jagger.
It gathers no moss.
A rock that goes down a hill that gathers no moss. You have to think outside the box. You know?
All right, Dick Clark, let's hit it.
You have to know. You have to know to go a different direction. All right, David
thanks,
and Chris
Dick.
Dim goes next.
Yes, thanks, Dick.
Are you calling me Dick Clark?
No.
What are you calling me then? Dick.
Maybe.
Okay. Chris Dim gets to choose now. He can have lick a stick, shower power, shore chore, what's the weatherman say, or double A? Which would you like?
Well, I will do, David and I will start with what's the weatherman say.
What's the weatherman say? These are just types of weather, different types of weather. Does that make sense to you, David?
Yes, sir.
30 seconds, types of weather, on your mark, get set, go.
The water that falls from the sky.
Rain.
Yes, water that falls from the sky, frozen.
Snow, sleep.
Yes, snow. The opposite of cold. It's very
hot.
Now, you turn this on, not the air conditioner, your
heat.
Yeah. This is when it's like really cloudy. It's early in the morning over
foggy.
This is a twister, another name for a twister.
Tornado.
Yep. This is the ice pellets that hit your windshield.
Sleet.
Yeah. And this is the kind of rain, but not quite.
Drizzle was the last one. Good job, though.
Good job, David.
6 out of 7. That's a good score there for David and Chris Dim. 6 out of 7. Just not quite enough time to get drizzle. And
he'd have gotten it for shizzle.
Oh, I know he would have. He would have.
Snoop Dogg.
He would have. I don't know Snoop Dogg.
He doesn't.
He's too new.
All right. He's way
it's too new. Music.
Yeah, you would have never. Gin and juice for shizzle.
I don't know any of that stuff.
Really?
I don't know any of that stuff, no. Okay, we go to Red Rachel and Chad. Red Rachel, you can have lick a stick. Shower power, shore chore, or double A? Which would you like?
Let's go shower power.
Shower power. These are things you might see at a baby shower.
That shower.
Yes, we're changing things up a bit. Chad, Red Rachel will give you the seven things you might see at a baby shower. Are you ready, Chad?
Let's do it.
On your mark, get set, go.
It's not the father, it's the
mother.
Yes, this is it's not pie, it's another kind of dessert.
Cake.
Yes, this is filled with air and helium.
Balloon.
Yes, this is another word for present.
Now?
No, you're giving somebody something.
A gift.
Yes, this is what goes on the baby when it's dirty, you change it.
Diaper.
Yes, this is, skip it. Okay, this is
Bottle was the next to last, and then ribbon. You got 5 out of 7 there. So the score is 6-5-3. Good score there for Red Rachel. Still in the game. We're going to go back to Eric and Biggie, who go first again this round. Eric, got some ground to make up here. You can have lick-a-stick, shore chore, or double A. Which would you like, Eric?
Let's go double A.
Double A. These are things that use batteries. Things that use batteries. All right? Ready, Biggie?
Yep.
30 seconds for you, Eric. Try to get as many as you can here to take the lead. Things that use batteries. On your mark, get set, go.
Use this on your TV when you're sitting on your couch.
Remote.
Yes, this. You start this every morning. It has 4 wheels. You drive it. Yes, this is at nighttime. Let's say the lights go out. You use one of these.
Light, ceiling fan.
No, it makes it bright in the room.
Overhead light.
No, pass. You talk on this. You call someone on this.
Cell phone.
Yes. Video blank. You play it. You play these.
Video games.
Yes. This is a
flashlight.
I wasn't sure about that.
I should have cuckooed you, but I didn't.
Mm. It's not going to matter.
He didn't get it anyway, and you got a 7 there. Flashlight was the one that gave you so much trouble.
So, you could have said the old Parliament song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta think outside the box a little bit. I don't want to try to.
Yeah. Thanks, Dick.
You know,
a big building near a Big Ben.
Exactly. In, Parliament. You know, that's sure. These are the kind of things I do.
A cigarette that Dave used to smoke.
Yeah. These are all different ways to go about it. Is sure. What I would do there. Okay. Let's go to Red Rachel and Chad. They're next, and you are down by 2 right now. Eric and Biggie have 7. That probably won't hold. But Chris Dim and David have 6. And, Chad, you can choose either shore chore or lick-a-stick. Which would you like?
Lick-a-stick.
Lick-a-stick. These are things you might lick. Things you might lick. All right. Are you ready, Chad?
I am.
30 seconds. On your mark. Get set. Go.
It's a utensil you eat soup with.
Spoon.
Yes, this is a cold dessert. It's frozen.
Ice cream.
Yes, this is... the red things on your face, you have 2 of them. You use them to talk.
Lips.
Yes, this is a... use this to mail a letter. It's a postage.
Stamp.
Yes, this is a... it's not ice cream. It's on a stick.
Popsicle.
Yes, this is what you put mail in and you seal it.
Envelope.
Let's give it to him. You hear it? You all right with it, Biggie?
I thought I heard it before.
Very close.
Okay, we'll go envelope and give it to you. That's 6, and that gives you an 11 total. It's a good score. Have to say goodbye to Eric, unfortunately. Just never quite, you know, sometimes you just can't get it going, you know? I think Biggie not thinking outside the box.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, it was definitely all me.
To me, it was like, he wasn't on, you know?
Yeah.
You got to get him to say Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
All right, David, you and Chris Dimmer last. Shore chore is the category. You need 5 to tie and 6 to win. These are activities you do at the beach. Activities you might do at the beach. Does that make sense, David?
Oh, shizzle, my nip.
Okay. I don't
easy.
I don't get it.
Easy.
All right. 30 seconds on your mark. Get set. Go.
You do this in a pool or the ocean?
Swim.
Yes. You can go for a long...
walk.
Yes. This is when you get on a board and you ride the waves. Surf. Yes. This is when you you take a shovel and you start to
dig.
Yes. You can. They can be a sail or power
boat.
Yes. Working on your tan out in the your. It's called
sun.
It's a more fancy name.
All right. Sunning.
Now here's another one. How about this? A little tube you breathe through. You can go.
Ooh, out of time. That's a 11-11 tie we have there.
Oh my gosh.
And that means we have to go to overtime. I don't know that I have any overtimes prepared. I do not know that I have them prepared. Let me take a look.
Nobody expected this.
No, I'm sorry. No, we have
this
an
11. Is going to be a mark.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm looking over here to see if we have any. We don't. I apologize, everyone. We have an 11-11 wow. tie. I did not expect wow. that. I didn't expect that.
That's... Wait, what is that up there?
Words that end in ussy.
Those are Kelly's errors for the day.
Sorry. Oh, that's just for today?
Well, we've let him slide for a while, that's but just this today, is inexcusable.
Five full.
Yeah.
This is inexcusable. When it got close to being a tie, I was like, I don't have a typewriter.
I'm going to put a number behind my back.
I don't have
a
typewriter.
How many fingers am I holding up?
All right. Do you want to do that? I'll think of a number.
Okay.
You, you don't even know it. Whoever's closest.
I really think I should know it.
Okay. I'll tell you the number. All right. Here's the number. Whoever's closest.
All right. Is it between
David and
it's between David and Chad.
Number between 1 and 100.
Number between 1 and 100. David, what's the number between 1 and 100?
Oh, my gosh. This is sketchy. I'm going to say, let's go 13.
He says 13. All right. If Chad can get it closer, he wins. Chad, number between 1 and 100. David says 13. What do you say?
74.
Well, of course it's 69. You know that. Come on now. Yeah. You know what it's going to do.
But man, Chad wins easily.
Chad wins.
David.
Sorry, David. You got to know. Yeah. He's always going to go 69. Sorry. Guys, that's on me. All right. I owe this audience an apology.
Rachel,
several you were times too busy
over.
Thinking outside of the box
that's
over
right.
there.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, you were too busy worried about me to do your hosting.
Man, didn't even have a tiebreaker game. Man, don't be like me. That's terrible. I'm off Diet Coke.
Oh, that's the problem. That's it. Mm-hmm.